Agree that we do face a lot of challenges in life. We've looked at the children with their physical challenges, we've seen the other challenge of trying to get the egg into the water, the challenge that John and Jill are facing, so many different challenges that we all face. So let's turn our Bibles now to Exodus chapter 3, verses, we're going to look at 1 to 12, and let's look at the challenge that Moses faced. So what I'd like to do, I'll be the narrator, and then when it's in green, in bold, if you can all read that one together. So you are all collectively Moses. Okay, so when it's bold green, if you can all read that together, that'd be fantastic. This is from Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 to 12. Moses and the burning bush. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the far side of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, together, I will go over and see this strange sight. Why the bush does not burn up? When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush.
Moses, Moses.
And Moses said, here I am.
Do not come any closer,
God said.
Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground.
And he said,
I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said,
I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. Now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt.
But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said,
I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain.
Thank you. What a great story about Moses, isn't it? First, God gets Moses' attention in a really dramatic way. A bush that burns, and then it just keeps on burning. And so Moses goes towards this bush to investigate further, and then God speaks to him. Get your people out of Egypt, he says. The Lord said, I indeed have seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I've heard them crying out because of their slave drivers. I'm concerned about their suffering. God is concerned. So now, Moses, go. I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people out of Israel, out of Egypt. So Moses gets this message, but then he says, hold it. Get your people out of Egypt. No chance. No, no, no. Even though the message from God is very clear, Moses says, this is all wrong. And I'll tell you why, God, this is wrong. Firstly, who am I? You've got the wrong guy. I'm not the person you need for this. And then, just suppose I do go to Pharaoh and I go to the Israelites. Moses says, what shall I say? I don't know what to say to them. So surely you've got the wrong person. And then he says later on in chapter 4, what if they don't believe me? He was scared. I think we're all scared, aren't we? With that fear of failure. Moses didn't want to fail. If he goes to these people and he says, what if they don't believe me? I'm going to look stupid. I don't want to do that. So Moses was facing some really tough times. And I guess perhaps it's okay to face tough times and to give it a go. But Moses here is saying no. For him, the challenge is too great for him. And he came up with a lot of good reasons why it was too hard. But each time Moses comes up with these excuses or these reasons, God responds to him. Even though the challenge is great, God wants Moses to obey him. So firstly, in response to Moses saying, "Who am I?" God says, "I will be with you." "It's okay, Moses. I'm going to be with you. So you don't worry about who you are. The Lord is going to be with you." And then to that question, "What shall I say? What shall I say to Pharaoh? What shall I say to the Israelites? Who shall I say has sent me?" And God says, "I am who I am." God said to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you." And this is the name that the Israelites would know, that this is referring to the Lord. So God is saying, "I am who I am." He's giving him the words to say. And then, what if they don't believe? And God says, "What's that in your hand, Moses?" And Moses had a staff in his hand, and he dropped it, and it became a snake. And then Moses picked it up by the tail, and it turned back into a staff again. And then God said to Moses, "Put your hand into your cloak." He put his hand in his cloak, and when he pulled it out, it had gone leprous, as white as snow. And then God told him, "Hey, Moses, put your hand back in your cloak." So he put his hand back in his cloak. He pulled it out, and it was completely restored. God let Moses know in an amazing way that he is going to be with him, that Moses isn't going to be on his own. This is the Lord, the great I Am, who's going to be with him, who can perform miracles. You thought Moses would be convinced, but he's not, is he? He's not convinced. And he says later on in chapter 4, verse 13, "Oh Lord, please send someone else to do it." The bottom line is Moses didn't want to go. In certain situations, I think for myself and maybe for you, you would just rather that God would use someone else instead. So Moses is really challenged. For him, the challenge certainly seems too hard. But if we're to keep on reading the book of Exodus, we see that Moses was obedient to God. Moses did what God was asking him to. He did lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. Now, it wasn't easy by any means, and there were several obstacles along the way. At times, Moses got really frustrated with the people, and he wanted to give up. But God helped Moses to overcome all the challenges that lay in his path. So, but what about us today? What's the rest of our story? Will we hear and be obedient to the call of God? So what is God's message for us today? How can we apply this encounter that Moses experienced with God at the burning bush? Well, perhaps firstly, whatever the challenge God has called us to, we can trust in him. Moses had his excuses, but God tells Moses time and again, "I will be with you. What you lack, God will supply." Now, it does not matter what God has called you to do. You can do it if you trust in his strength. Now, it may be beginning a new job or even struggling in your present role. Maybe you're struggling with your friends at school. It may be the prospect of facing a serious illness like cancer and the ramifications of chemotherapy or radiation. It may be the struggles of parenthood. It may be a really difficult relationship with a family member or a work colleague. Maybe there's a big change coming up in your life. It may be the stress of life. It may be the opportunity to serve God in ministry. It doesn't matter. Whatever God has called you to experience or to endure, or he's challenged you to do, even if the challenge seems too hard, he promises you, as he promised Moses, "What you lack, I will supply." He says to Moses time and again, "I will be with you. Trust in me." And then perhaps secondly, we maybe need to pay attention to the burning bushes. Are you paying attention to the burning bushes that God has placed in your life? Now, God often gets our attention in unexpected ways and things which occur in our lives. Maybe God's way is, say, tapping us on the shoulder, whispering in our ears so that we'll take notice and listen to what he has to say to us. Now, a burning bush can be represented by a variety of different signs. Maybe it's a news flash on television or on radio. Maybe it's an accident or an illness. Maybe an unwelcome change of circumstances. Maybe it's being laid off from your job. Maybe it's a brush with death. Maybe it's a special spiritual experience. Maybe it's the miracle of childbirth. God will use whatever it takes to get our attention. For Moses, it was a dried up old bush which kept on burning. Now, it's very difficult for Moses to ignore that fire. And I guess for us, let's keep our eyes open and not ignore God's messages to us. And then we need to be obedient to him. Later on, in Deuteronomy chapter 10, we see that having obeyed God and having faced such a difficult challenge, Moses then is able to urge the people of Israel that now they are to trust and obey God. Let me read you a couple of verses that Moses is sharing later on. He's gone through this real challenge, yet he's still in a challenge because he's leading the people out of Israel, out of Egypt, and they're in they're sort of wandering around the desert. And he says this, "And now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I am giving you today for your own good." God loves you, and he cares for you, and he knows you. And that's why he wants you to obey him. It's for your own good. Someone once said, "When your knees are knocking, it might help to kneel on them and pray." Now, I know that many of you are going through some very difficult times at the moment where life is not easy and it may be a real struggle. Is the challenge too hard? Is it worth continuing? As long as you're being obedient to God, I would encourage you to fix your eyes on Jesus. He has promised that he will help you. Do not grow weary and lose heart. Run with perseverance, as the London Marathon runners did last week. Keep on keeping on. It's not what I can or cannot do. It's what Christ can do through me. Philippians 4, verse 13 says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." So if we are obedient to God, Moses could, I can, and you can. When the challenge seems too hard, you can do it with God's help. Well, we do face a lot of challenges in our lives. Lord, we pray that we would be obedient to you, and we thank you that with your help, you will continue to be with us, because you promise to be with us at all times. Amen.